Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio. With us in the studios today, we have Renee Elans of Madison, who has been involved in quite a little project here lately, one that you may be able to take advantage of. You're a Madison resident. Renee is working on, wrote a grant, as a matter of fact, and she's got money coming for people to buy, or actually not buy, but get trees. Is that right?
Yes.
So how did that all come about? How did you come up with that idea? Where did you find out about the grant?
Well, after the storm in 2022, I just felt that we needed something. We needed to do something big, and obviously it was trees.
Right. We lost a lot of them.
We certainly did. A friend of mine works for the state of Minnesota, and I was talking about wanting to do something and possibly replace some of these trees. And how can you replace 100 trees without needing some money?
That's right.
So I decided to write a grant, and I found the age-friendly grant sponsored by the legacy funds from Minnesota, right, that Minnesota residents give. And I thought I'd never get it. but I think the fact that it was an interesting and novelty,
right,
to ask for trees.
And something that was definitely needed.
Yes. So, for sure.
Hardly superfluous or anything like that. It was just a good project.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that I was an 81-year-old grant writer helped me too.
Yeah, sometimes when you're older, people feel sorry for you. That's what I'm finding, you know. So it's easier to get things. Not only this case, always the case, but sometimes.
They feel sorry for you.
That's right. Well, I'm glad they did, because it's a great project. It's, let's say, $20,000, right?
$14,000. I asked for $20,000.
Okay, you asked for $20,000, you got
$14,000. Cut it down a little bit.
Okay, that's still a lot of money for trees.
It is. And when I first started, I thought I could only afford $50,000. Mm-hmm. And then Dwayne Hasted I called him and said, tell me about trees and how much they cost and what you do to plant them and everything. And he said that he could help us. So
Dwayne's a tree man, all right. He knows trees.
Yes, he certainly does. He's been a huge influence on all of us, and that was great. Prairie Echolinks too they're my savior, because they help me through everything. I could not have done this alone, obviously.
Yeah, that's local group of citizens that meet over at Madison Mercantile on a regular basis, and they're concerned about the landscape and the environment and all that kind of thing.
Right.
So a lot of good projects going on.
Yes.
Great ideas kicked around.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. So how about about a person now that would like to have a tree? What's the process?
Okay. Oh, for sure. Okay. So everyone goes to Heather Floral to sign up for the trees, and except for the fair. We're going to have we only have one little thing, because we have a limited number of trees.
Right.
So we only have one little piece of paper to sign up on.
So you can sign up, just go to the Dwayne's booth over there at the fair, at the Heather Nursery booth? Okay.
Yes.
And he'd have all the information over there for you. Okay.
And then there's going to be a dinner on September 21st, and that will, you are invited / requested to be there.
Okay.
Because this is where you pick out your tree, and you'll have six choices of trees to pick out. Oh, there will be food served there, too.
That's at Madison Mercantile.
Madison Merc from 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And as far as when they actually plant the trees, when is that going to be
done? Okay, that's going to be on Arbor Day.
Which is
And
April.
We've, on the questionnaire, it says, are you willing to volunteer? And volunteers are going to be so important, because we need them to, because there's older people that want a tree that can't plant it.
Right.
So this is,
and there's more,
this is
more
how
to planting
saving
a tree than just digging a hole and dropping it in there.
No
so
kidding.
It takes a little preparation. So
yes.
I didn't realize just how much. So we did a tree project a few years ago. Had a kind of a meeting like that where everybody came in and picked out their tree. And I remember I think it was at the museum. And there's a lot to consider when you're picking. You don't want a tree that grows too tall if it's under some power lines, for example. And, you know, you want short ones here and tall ones there. And some grow better in other places. So just don't go to get a tree. I mean, it's a little more to it than that. Yeah. But Dwayne will help you, and Ryan are here to help us along the way.
Yes. And this is why it's so important. It's the instructional
right.
meeting that we're having.
Okay.
And then every person will get a little tag that you can hang on your trees to remind you how to take care of it. And you have to water your trees, especially right. the first 2 or 3 years, because if they don't get a good root system, they're not going to grow.
Yep, that's for sure.
So, you know, I've always loved the canopy that Western Avenue has. And when we first moved here, which is 10 years ago already, it was, you know, that's something that I said, why, yes, I want to live in Madison, just because how pretty it was.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, these storms come along. I remember when my mother-in-law lost a tree. She was devastated. You can't buy it.
Right.
You can't replace it. So, yeah. That's
yeah, so hundreds of trees and a couple of storms. So that, the one big storm that we had, 100-mile-an-hour straight-line winds, they had to get tractors and loaders to clear the trees off the streets. That was not
yeah,
good.
No kidding.
That was a storm that even one fell on Lou and knocked him right off his stand out there at Lou T. Fist. So we had to send him in and have him repair. So, that was bad news for Lou. So, all right. Well, it's a great project, Renee. And again, all people have to do if they want to, it's for Madison residents. We should point that out.
Yes.
Madison residents. Just go on and talk to Dwayne Hanstead at the Lackboro County Fair or at Heather Nursery. And he can give you all the details and get you signed up. And then I would imagine just kind of, we'll put out news releases and things and keep people informed as to
that'll be great.
Steps
and Dwayne will have people from Prairie Echo Links out there as well,
okay.
helping sign up for trees.
Okay,
so,
sounds good.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate all you've done on this. That was great that you got it off the ground and can seeing it through here and the Prairie Echo Links folks for all that they do as well. It's great.
Yes.
To got some great groups in the community right now.
We do.
Prairie Echo Links and the Arts Council and baseball people and everybody working on a variety of projects.
You know,
town looks pretty good.
I can't believe how far we've come, you know, in just a few years, how different things are and how lively they are. And the Chamber of Commerce is great. And I love all the things that
right.
that go on.
It's
here.
Kind of fun when everything kind of clicks along. So
yeah. And it's right. and to me, it's clicking.
That's right.
It's a
yeah.
vibrant community.
Pretty well. Yes. So.
Love it.
Well, Renee, thanks again for dropping by the studios here. And anytime you have an update, feel free to drop in. And hope you enjoy your time out at the Lackboro County Fair.
Thank you.
Renee Elin's talking trees with us here on Q92.